Welcome to the Global from Asia podcast, where the daunting process of running an international business from Hong Kong is broken down into straight-up actionable advice. And now, your host, Michael Michelini.
Happy late August, everybody, and thanks for tuning into Global from Asia podcast. It's steaming hot here in the south of China. Weather's good and bad. I'm getting some new deals, meet some clients, but I'm wearing my not normal attire. Usually I'm wearing flip-flops and t-shirt, but I'm wearing some jeans and button-downs and this really, really hot weather. So try my best to stay cool. Hope you guys are too. Also, in a quick announcement about my mastermind. It's going to be the first one I'm doing for globalfromasia.com/mastermind. It's going to be every other week, thinking Tuesday evenings, getting a few people applying and looking for some more applications. Looking to start that on September 3rd. So check it out. globalfromasia.com/mastermind. It's free, and we want to get some more people together and learning from each other about doing business in Asia from Hong Kong. I love hearing from listeners, and thanks Devin Schraff from account manager at Nanjing Marketing Group, contacting me out on LinkedIn earlier this week, and they help companies set up their paid advertising in China, specifically in Baidu. And you know, I'm really glad you like the show and the blog. And hopefully we get your company talking about how non-Chinese companies or maybe companies registered in Hong Kong can advertise on Baidu. Let's make it happen. Also, 5-star review on iTunes. Thank you, Brent Deverman, ShenzhenParty.com. Really thank you so much for listening. And let me try my reading skills and read this out loud for everybody. So he says, great advice from doing business from Shenzhen. I know Mike for many years, and I'm happy he started this podcast to share the knowledge he has and connections he's made over the years with all the challenges he's faced doing business in China. Really appreciate this podcast and glad he has a lot of them in a pipe. Thanks, Brent. Really appreciate it. Yeah, and I'm building up a ton more shows. So I think I got like 12 now recorded, and I'm telling people I interview, maybe it'll be 2 or 3 months before you're on the show, and they're pretty really amazing. Really amazing people. So now let's go into this week's show. And I'm pretty excited for this one. We're going to talk about differences of a Hong Kong domestic company or a local company versus an offshore / island company. You might have heard the keyword BVI or British Virgin Islands. And there's other ones that are these low or no tax island countries. So I haven't personally set up an offshore company, but we have Fionn Sen, the founder of Bridges.hk, and she really makes it sound nice and smooth. And she also gives listeners that want to use their services $1,000 Hong Kong discount from their normal rate. Just check out globalfromasia.com/bridges, B-R-I-D-G-E-S, and you can get to that page. Also, just full disclosure, I will make a commission off of that. So thanks in advance if you use that link. And I still haven't made one because, you know, I am an American citizen. I'm still nervous. I still just use a local Hong Kong company structure. I am considering it, and Fionn does put me at ease a bit in the interview, so maybe I'll do one soon. Let's listen up into the show. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in to another Global from Asia show. We are here in central Hong Kong in Central Tower at the beautiful office of Bridges. And I have next to me Fionn Sen from Bridges Hong Kong. Thank you for being here, Fionn.
Yes, I'm Fionn. I'm very happy today I can share some information with all of you regarding the how to do the business in Hong Kong.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, of course, this is a very important show, and we get a lot of questions from listeners about operating their Hong Kong businesses or setting up. And today we're kind of going to go through some of the comparisons of Hong Kong companies, offshore companies, and the process. So thank you so much for being here and sharing. Can you first maybe introduce Bridges and yourself to the listeners?
Yeah, sure. I'm Fionn. I have been working with Bridges for more than 10 years. Actually, I'm the founder, co-founder of Bridges Executive Center. So for Bridges, we are the business center. We provide some rental service, and also we provide some professional service to the client to help them how to set up the business in Hong Kong and how to grow the business. So for us, Bridges Executive Center have two offices in Hong Kong. One is in Central, one is in Lippo Center.
And we're in the Central office today recording this. And we'll also put some pictures on the show. So maybe you can send some after and we'll add them.
Sure.
It's really, really nice here. So let's start with my first question. I think a lot of times people think a Hong Kong company, they think it has to be a Hong Kong limited company. There's also, you also help with offshore. Maybe you can give a brief comparison of why or what to think about when thinking Hong Kong company or offshore?
Yes, of course. Actually, we have been serving a lot of clients want to set up the business in Hong Kong. But it doesn't mean that you want to set up the company in Hong Kong, you must set up the Hong Kong Limited Company. You got a lot of choice. You can set up the Hong Kong Limited Company or you can set up the offshore company. But how you decided whether you should set up the Hong Kong Limited Company or offshore company is very important. Is you need to think of your upcoming business model, whether your business will be involved in Hong Kong. Are your business with the mode of operations related to Hong Kong here, like whether you are going to set up the office here, whether you are going to have the team in here, and also whether you have clients and suppliers in Hong Kong. If all your activities in here and your upcoming profits is generated from Hong Kong, supposing the most straightforward is set up the Hong Kong Limited Company. It's the most appropriate one. But however, I face up a lot of clients. They want to set up the business in Hong Kong because they like the Hong Kong, all the legal system and also the commercial environment. So they set up the business in Hong Kong. However, their whole business model, their whole business activity is outside of Hong Kong. Like maybe they are doing the online business, their server is in Singapore, and all their client is cover global wise, it's not focused in Hong Kong, but they want to set up the business here. Then you may consider to set up the offshore company, but using the Hong Kong bank account for more easy money in and out. So this is the main things that you need to consider. And also the advantages, roughly the advantages for setting up the offshore company is if your whole operation is not in Hong Kong and your profit is not divided from Hong Kong, then you are not subject to the Hong Kong tax.
That's a really great answer. You can definitely tell you've done this a lot. And so I think basically I'll summarize this. If you have Hong Kong customers or Hong Kong suppliers,
it's much better to set up the Hong Kong company, because even though you set up the offshore company, if you have the business activities in Hong Kong, then the Hong Kong Inland Revenue Department will look for you. Yeah. Why you have the activities in Hong Kong, but you set up the offshore company and you want to escape from the tax. So I think it's more proper to set up the Hong Kong Limited Company.
And so let's talk about offshore. Actually, I'm learning today too. So BVI I've heard before, and then also Seychelles.
Seashell.
Oh. That's how you say it. Okay, seashell. Cool. I'm learning how to say it. I've seen that word, but seashell. Can you maybe also compare these two?
Yeah, sure. Actually, there's many different kind of offshore company. We use offshore in here. Let me define offshore first, because I have quite a lot of clients from Southeast Asia, just like Thailand and also Philippines. They always find me to help them to set up the offshore Hong Kong company because they are in Thailand. That's why they set up the company. They would define as offshore. Even for Hong Kong company, it's called offshore. But here in Hong Kong, we say offshore is something out of Hong Kong, okay? Most popular, the people here to set up the offshore company, they will select BVI. I think most of you may heard about BVI. And now in this, I think 2 to 3 years, very popular with Seashell company. And also a lot of people set up Marshall company. And this week I have few clients to set up Cayman Islands as well. So all this offshore company popular in Hong Kong, tax-free. Those island or those country, they are tax-free. So no matter how big your business done, they will not ask you for the tax. And they do not require you to file the profit tax return or do the auditing. So it's very convenient. And all this kind of offshore company is you can hidden your name. Yeah, the people when they do the offshore, I don't know, many people have different reasons. They don't want to expose their personal information. So all this kind of offshore company, once you set up, if the people want to chat who is the director and shareholder, they are unable to chat it because it is not the public information. But for Hong Kong company, you can chat those information. So those I just mentioned, BVI, Seashell, Marshall, is a kind of offshore company. And you have been asked me how to select between all this. BVI is very famous, very popular. But it's very good. It's also the information can be hidden and they do not need to file the tax, all this kind of thing. However, in this, I think 2 years already, BVI is not easy to open the bank account in Hong Kong. I think because it's too popular, too famous. So too many people in the world using that and start. They have some, I think maybe money in and out, a lot of problem in the global banking there. So most of the bank now is stopped allowing them to open the bank account. They need to monitor this kind of company structure. But however, the new coming up, the newcomer is Sichel. Sichel, most of the bank in Hong Kong, like HSBC, Standard Chartered Bank, Citibank, they are welcome to have Sichel company to set up and open the bank account with them. Sichel is also a very popular offshore country. They are even bigger than BVI. And also, they are also have the information could be hidden and also tax-free. So it's very popular country.
I've heard of BVI, but I guess Sichel is a new one for me, and it's interesting.
Very beautiful place.
Yeah, I'd love to visit. I don't even know where it is. So about, let's go back to Hong Kong company, and then the time to set up a Hong Kong limited company?
Setting up the Hong Kong company, or even we can talk about setting up the offshore company, the time frame exactly the same.
Oh.
Yeah, it's very fast. So if you want to set up a new Hong Kong company, the time frame is around 2 weeks' time. Then you can set up a new company. New company, which means that you can choose your preference company name. It's a brand new company. But however, some of the people, they want to speed up to set up their company to immediately start to do business with their client or supplier. Then you can set up the ready-made company. Those company is already made by those professional accountancy firm. You can buy it and then you can use the company immediately. That kind of ready-made company set up only 2 working days.
Oh, 2 working days.
Amazing. Yeah, very fast. Yeah.
And that's for either a Hong Kong company
or offshore. Yeah. Also 2 weeks time, then you can ready to have the company here. And then for the next step, you can go ahead to open the bank account.
Okay. So I'm kind of jumping ahead. So that's called a shelf company. If I'm a shelf company is 2 working days.
Yeah. Shelf company, ready-made company is only 2 working days. Upon you sign the things, 2 working days, we can pass the whole company kit business registration documents to you.
And so I'm thinking here, just me to summarize, 2 weeks normally for both Hong Kong or offshore.
Yes.
And 2 days, working days for a shelf company of either a Hong Kong or a shelf company.
Yes.
Okay.
Normally the people choose the ready-made. The ready-made is a clean company. No worry about that because it's set up by the professional people. I find that most of the people choose ready-made is because they are hurried. They want to start their business immediately. Or else I have worked with a lot of Indian clients from India, because their visa come to Hong Kong is just 14 days. So they can't wait for 2 weeks time to get a company kit. Then most of them will choose the ready-made company. After you choose the ready-made company, you still can change the company name. So it can speed up faster. But of course, I will always tell the client, if you are not in a hurry, I would prefer you to choose a brand new company. Yeah, with your preference company name, your own baby, with your preference name, that will be the best.
Great. And limited company versus sole proprietorship, what is the difference?
Okay, for the solo proprietorship, which means that it's the unlimited company, unlimited liability. So for this company, normally if you really want to grow your business, I would prefer limited company because limit your liability. But if you just want to test the water to see whether the business is good or not, so you try only, then you can go to solo. Because for this kind of unlimited company, the good thing is you can create a company immediately tomorrow. Today, sign up the document. Tomorrow, the business registration license will come to you. And also, if you want to close down the company, you can close down immediately as well. But however, for the limited company, when you want to set up the company, as said, it needs to take 2 weeks' time. If you want to close down the company, it needs to take around 6 to 9 months' time. Yeah. So the advantages, you would say solo proprietorship will be very simple, easy. But the disadvantages is most of the people don't want to work with this kind of company. Because if I give you the money, I work with you, maybe suddenly tomorrow you're gone. Don't know where you are. There's no protection. So normally if you do a big business, most of the people will set up the limited company. And then another thing is you need to be take into consideration is for the Hong Kong limited company or offshore limited company, it is welcome all kind of nationality to set it up, okay? No matter you have the Hong Kong resident card or not, you can do so. But however, for the solo proprietorship, if you are the foreigner, you are not able to set up the Hong Kong solo proprietorship. You must have the Hong Kong resident card.
That's a really clear answer. So I don't really have much follow-up, but that's only for sole proprietorship, only for Hong Kong limited or Hong Kong local. I mean, there's no offshore sole proprietorship, right? It's only limited company for offshore.
Yeah.
But in Hong Kong, you have the choice to have us. Well, actually, I don't as a foreigner, but as a local, it could be a sole proprietorship or a limited.
Yes.
But as a foreigner or what non-local Hong Kong, it has to be a limited.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
That's really great. That's really great. And so we talked about shelf companies. So that's the basic idea of the benefits of a shelf company is the two working days. Is there any? That's the only thing, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Actually, the cost, the service charges are exactly the same. But the advantages is fast, easier. But I would say disadvantages is from the lease of the company name normally is Best Lucky, Fortune, Happy, all those kind of name. It may not be your parents' company name.
Yeah, that is pretty. I've seen some funny ones too when I've looked at these lists. So.
Yeah.
And then company bank account. I know you can help also with the bank account. What are the advantages of doing that with you or trying to do it yourself?
Actually, as I said, setting up the company is around 2 weeks' time. Once your company is set up, you can proceed. Go ahead to set up the bank account. For setting up the bank account in Hong Kong, I think everybody know that Hong Kong, the bank account is very good and easy to money in and out. And they welcome foreigner to set up the bank account in here. But I would say you need to know some tips to set up the bank account, especially for the foreigners. If you are the Hong Kong resident, normally would not be very difficult to open the company bank account. But for the foreigners, their assessment criteria is higher. You need to provide not only your passport copy, address proof, this kind of basic information. They want to see whether you have experience working in this kind of industry before or not. Just like if you are doing some application software development, if you have been worked with this kind of company before, you can provide your job reference letter. Or maybe you have done this kind of business in other country with your business registration certificate and audit report, you can show to the banker as well. They want to know whether your idea can be sustainable or not. That's why you need to be well prepared for yourself. You need to have a good business plan present to them as well. But if you say some of our clients, they are very happy to work with us is because for the banker, they will come to our office to meet up with the client in here to open the bank account. You do not need to queue up in the branch to open the bank account. But the most important is well prepared yourself. Then you can open the bank account and then in the future, you can consider to set up like a merchant account or other kind of PayPal account, these kind of things.
That's good. And bank account for offshore and versus a Hong Kong limited, is that similar or is that different?
Yes, offshore company comparatively is more difficult than Hong Kong limited company to open the bank account in Hong Kong. Because the banker will have a bit of questions. They were wondering why you need to set up the offshore company but use the Hong Kong bank account. Then they would like to assess more information. But it doesn't mean that it's very difficult. I got quite a lot of clients having the offshore company. They can open the bank account. But the tips again is setting up the Seychelles, Marshall or Cayman Island will be easy to open the bank account compared to BVI. I think it's already 1.5 years already. BVI is very, very difficult to open the bank account in Hong Kong.
Great tips. And do they have to be here to open a bank account? Or can they do that can you help them when they're not here?
Yes, for Hong Kong, this is the banking rules and regulations. It is required to have the directors to be in Hong Kong to meet up with the banker. So in case, for example, you have two partners and one cannot come here, I would suggest maybe you just put the one who can come here to be the director first, but both of you can be the shareholder, but you just put one people as the director first. In the future, if your partner have time, come to Hong Kong, then you can add him back as the director because the banker prefer to meet up with all the directors. But however, they also have a bit of flexibility. If you have three directors, they can meet up with two. Yeah, and the other one, they can skip it. Okay. But however, for some of the clients, if they really have two directors, so they also have some flexibility. They suggest both directors to come here. But however, if you really can't arrange that, so at least one director need to come here to meet up with the banker. And then the other one need to sign some required documents in, for example, for HSBC, you can sign the documents in Bangkok or other country, Manila, to sign up the required document in their branch office. So it works as well.
Oh, this is really, really helpful. Thanks. One question, I don't have it on a list, but I have a U.S. passport. I'm American. So sometimes I know the American government has been more difficult lately. Is that different for Americans, or how do you treat Americans?
Yeah, correct. Especially I think year by year, or we could say this year, is the restriction is higher. But actually, just like you are the American, you know very well already. So it's not a surprise for you. So if you open the bank account in Hong Kong, you just required to fill up one or two more forms compared to other clients, just to declare that, oh, I'm the US citizen, so I know that your test is global test, this kind of things. So you just need to declare something. Only it doesn't mean that you are very difficult to open the bank account. You are definitely not those country difficult to open the bank account. I face up a lot of country comparatively is more difficult to open the bank account. Okay. Yeah, those are developing country. For US citizen, you are the same as other country. Easy to open the bank account, but just need to declare more things only.
Got it. Mm-hmm. Understand. Yeah, I know I had to report more this year online to the government. So yeah,
your earning need to report to the US government.
yeah, global tax. So thanks again, Fiona. We have a couple more questions. Your rates, I'm sure people are interested to use your services. Do you mind sharing?
Yeah, just give you some brief information to set up the Hong Kong company and the offshore company. What is the budget that you need to well prepare? For setting up the Hong Kong company now is around, the price is around 10,000 Hong Kong dollars. So which means that is, I think it's around 1,200 US, right? For setting up the offshore company, the price are nearly the same. So not much difference, okay? And then I think, yeah, for our package is already just like what I say, around 1,200 US is already include all the government fees and also the fees for opening the bank account as well, roughly. But I think if those people, they find interest, they can feel free to go to our website. Sure. We got all the information in there.
Mm. Yeah, I know. It's, you know, things are always a little bit adjusting, and that appreciate though giving the clear number, because
yeah,
sometimes
at least, yeah, you can well prepare your budget to, if you want to set up the company in Hong Kong, so you reserve what kind of budget.
Mm. Yeah, thanks. And then your website is bridges.hk, right? And is that how people should contact you and other ways? Or?
Yeah, sure. I think in our website, www.bridges.hk, you can find all the information. Actually, what I just share with all of you, you can find the information from our website as well, because our website is very comprehensive with all different kind of information, including how to set up the company or the package as well. So you can feel free to find from there. And my name is Fion. So in case you have any information, you can email to me, Fion, Fion_sen, which is my last name, at bridges.hk.
Thank you so much, Fiona, and really appreciate you being on the show today. Thanks again.
Yeah, you're welcome. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Fiona, for sharing. And remember, if you're interested in using their services, you can get that 1,000 Hong Kong dollar discount from their normal rate. And yeah, I'm going to get a commission too, so thank you. That's just a full disclosure. That's globalfromasia.com/bridges. Also, I'd love to hear your feedback on how your process is going. If you have a Hong Kong company already, maybe you also want to have this offshore company. That's kind of what I'm thinking to do, is for business in Hong Kong, I probably still need to keep my Hong Kong company, and maybe I'll have an offshore company, not really just for the taxes, but also the audit. I said this is going to be a two-part series. We're going to have Fiona on again next week talking about the auditing of a Hong Kong company, which is sometimes one of the bigger drawbacks that some people have complained. So, you know, if you have this offshore company, you don't even have to file anything, which sounds really amazing. So I'm not just talking about for taxes, but I'm also thinking it's easy to kind of maintain. So it's interesting to learn. So, you know, just so you know, I do still have two Hong Kong companies, domestic, Social Agent Limited, which is my tech startup, helping people find local agents and local agents to use a mobile app to get deals. And I have my consulting company for about 8 years called Shadstone Limited, which is just kind of like my, you know, e-commerce or whatever consulting services I put through there. Also, I made a comparison chart you can download in PDF on the show notes at globalfromasia.com/episode47. You can just go on to that and pop in your email, and I'll shoot you a PDF chart comparing Hong Kong companies versus these offshore BVI structures, and from what I've understood. Okay, and so that's all we have this week. Again, next week, we're going to have Fiona on again talking about these yearly audits for Hong Kong businesses. It's based on listener feedback, and she really kind of goes into it. I really appreciate her sharing all this knowledge with everybody. So hope to see you guys next week, and that's a wrap. Enjoy.
To get more info about running an international business via Hong Kong, please visit our website at www.globalfromasia.com. That's www.globalfromasia.com. Also, be sure to subscribe to our iTunes feed. Thanks for tuning in.